The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. He's been quite silent during the first hour. This is what's happening in America. You know, farmers are fighting back. Farmers are angry. Farmers in Missouri who have read the bill and understand that the right to farm is something that we already have. We don't need an amendment to...
I'd like to add one thing here.
Please do. Please
no,
do.
If I can.
Sure.
Yeah, okay, good. I posted yesterday from Natural News an article called Battle for Humanity Nearly Lost, Global Food Supply Deliberately Engineered to End Life, Not Nourish It. Now, there's only one way that you can defend yourself, and that's by growing your own food. That's it.
Well, you're absolutely right, Rick. And
so when you put new legislation in to change, subtlety or not, in fact, the way legalese works is that you are giving up more and more ground in terms of your natural rights, having chickens free-range, etc. Now, the problem with the laws are in corporate, Sam Hara. The movie Sam Hara shows where the agribusinesses, food supplies, have changed everything. And instead of having healthy or neutral food, now what you have is food that is toxic. And to some extent has been purposefully orchestrated because there are too many people on Earth. That is a prime directive that has been repeatedly said for the last 50 years. It was in that NASA document of where we're going in terms of how farming is going to be for the masses on planet spaceship Earth. And so with that said, any legislation around trying to protect your rights are only going to encroach it from a legalese point of view. And so I just say no, and that's why I live in the country. I'm not a criminal. I'm an outlaw. And I do what I want on my piece of property.
There you go. And you know,
it's all one person at a time. And by the way, ladies, I really appreciate intelligent women. Thank you for articulating today, because it makes my heart glad.
Well, here's what's happening, Rick. USAPrepares.com has become one of several focal points in this community. And we have meetups, and there are other meetups, and there are interlocking circles of these meetups, and we are a bunch of activists. And what happens is when we find a threat, the other activist meetings all get together, and we come out in force. And that's why the phone lines are lit up today.
I would remind everybody of Red Skelton's skit. You can find it on the internet on I Pledge Allegiance to the Flag. And Red Skelton's take on what that means in terms of us being individuals and united we stand. And really, Red Skelton, the Pledge of Allegiance, check it out. And with said, where we're going today is in neighborhoods like the old farm. The community I grew up in farming had a potbelly stove where you sat around and talked politics. That's what you're doing with Ziggy's. So different, but it's the same thing about the Grange. Watch what's happening to the Grange. It's terrible. This was the center of a community at one time and is being slowly eroded to the point where people don't even know what the Grange is about anymore, much less the co-op where you buy as a group on your seed and other kinds of things. Kucinich told me that the United States is most likely going to provincialize into 9 provinces over the next 10 years. This is what's going to happen. China is moving in, buying the land right now today to take over the utilities. The more that you can live off the grid toward ways of providing more of your own local food with a little matrix of playgrounds that are community gardens where you meet and talk politics, that is our future.
Tom March, USAPrepares.com instructor, what do you think we should do?
Well, I don't think you're going to like my answer because it's going to come down to the Patrick Henry, give me life or give me death.
Well, I don't know if you know this, Tom, but I lived in the county in Virginia where Patrick Henry lived, Charlotte County, Virginia. So, all right, Tom, tell us exactly what you mean.
Well, we elect representatives to prevent the federal government from overstepping its limits. I should say we elect federal representatives to prevent the federal government from overstepping its limitations. We do the same thing in states. We do the same thing in local governments.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these different branches of government are supposed to make sure that the other branches of government don't overstep their limitations.
Right.
We as individuals are sovereign. My rights are superior, and I know it's going to seem extreme, but my rights are superior to any constitution.
That's right. That's even the way Red Skelton said it. Absolutely correct.
Which means I have the authority to do what it is that I want to do as long as I am not infringing upon another's rights. That's where government steps in. The problem is we've got a federal government, a state government, and local governments who have decided that we don't have rights anymore. They're going to tell us what it is that we're going to do, how we're going to do it, when we're going to do it. I have to go get permission. Well,
for your own good.
Yeah, I was supposed to go get permission to get chickens to have them in my backyard. That's not the function of government. That's not the function of any municipality. If my chickens are infringing upon the rights of my neighbors need to come to me and say, hey, we need to do something about these chickens. Because government is instituted to make sure that it takes care of the bad apples. There's no reason why somebody who takes care of their chickens, makes sure they don't stink, makes sure they're cleaned up, makes sure they're maintained in a proper fashion, that I have to go get permission from my local government to have 6, 10, 15, 20, 30, 45, 50 chickens, no matter what it is, depending on how much property I have, in order to feed myself and to feed my family.
Well, Tom, I can tell you that as you describe this, my neighbor across the road's dog came over and killed one of my chickens. Now, this neighbor lives like a half a mile away. I mean, more than that. Probably close to a mile away. And so I called my neighbor and I said, your dog was over here. She said, oh. I said, and he killed one of my chickens. And she said, please don't kill my dog. I said, oh, okay. I was just wondering, you know, what you thought I should do.
Replace your chickens.
Well, she said, do you want me to, you know, pay for that chicken? Well, she can't replace my chicken because that was a family member. But what I'm saying is I didn't call the sheriff. I didn't call the government. I called my neighbor. And I'll tell you what, I can guarantee you that my neighbor is going to make sure that their dogs do not come on our property.
Because
I was so, you know, I just wanted to know what she thought I should do. And the first thing she thought I would do is eliminate the threats to my chickens.
Revenge, yeah.
Well, not revenge, just stop the threats from continuing. You know that.
Oh, yeah. That's
so,
true, yes.
But, so yeah, we don't need the government. That was just one phone call. Just one simple phone call. I didn't have to fill out any forms. Didn't have to have the cops all over. And I don't want to call the cops. We don't need the cops or things like that. We can handle them ourselves. Just as you're just saying, Tom, we can work it out. We don't need, don't call 911. Don't, really, because if you do, someone's going to get shot or someone's going to jail. Tom, so you're saying Patrick Henry, give me liberty or give me death. Stand up. Is that what you're saying? Are you talking about the revolutions around the corner?
It has to be, because our representation is not representing the people. They're representing themselves.
There you go.
Yeah, I thought you said I wouldn't like what you had to say.
There are a lot of people who have that fear,
yeah,
that this is going to come to an armed rebellion. This is going to come to the aspect of the founding fathers kicking out the British. And, you know, it's high time that we start thinking that way. We've tried it the peaceful way. I mean,
Tom,
I don't want to pull the trigger and shoot somebody, but, you know, if it comes to that, that's the way it has to be.
They did that in Friendly Persuasion as a Quaker, where he apologized that he had to aim his rifle in your direction simply because it was defense, and he's very sorry to have to do that. Friendly Persuasion, Quaker mentality. It's the old school.
Tom Martz, I'm looking at my calendar right now. Would you, you don't have to answer on the air, but would you consider being our speaker at the Monday night meetup at Ziggy's on the 14th? Check your calendar and let me know off the air if you'd like to do that. I'd love to have you come and talk about exactly what your thoughts are, the Lock and Smith Foundation, and how we need to take America back, because we're all sick of it. We're absolutely all sick of it. Let me bring Ken from Missouri into this discussion. Ken, you're joining the discussion with Tom Martz, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and me, Vin Finelli, and we've got Bob and Mike on hold. Go ahead. Please go ahead, Ken.
Well, it's getting to the point that when government gets overpowering, and to those groups of people that they can give the authority to or give them what they want, they also have the authority to take what the government wants to. And that is not the proper role and function of government.
Okay. Ken, hold that thought. Ken is a former county commissioner in Kansas. Ken, Tom Martz, Rick Miller, and I will be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
All the lines are lit up here at USAForParents.com. We've got Richard Allen Miller with us. Tom Martz. Tom Martz has a radio show on KSGF FM in Springfield, Missouri. He's on there and he talks about these kinds of issues. Ken Hurley's with us. Ken, we've got Bob from Missouri and Mike from Maryland on. So we'll have to go quickly. Ken, what are your thoughts?
Well, what is happening is when you have elected officials and so on, and when I was a county commissioner, the only thing that was brought up to about the Constitution is when we took our oath of office. Mm-hmm. From there on, the associations that, and at that time, it's the Kansas Association of Counties, all they wanted to do was help us with CDBG grants, how to get money from the federal government, how to do this, how to do that. And not once in 4 years did anybody say, you better check and see if what you're doing is constitutional.
Yeah. Tom Martz?
Oh, I would agree. I think Bill Rebolt, on when we were at that meeting, I don't think that man has ever read Article 1, Section 2 of the Missouri Constitution.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it was very interesting, Tom Martz. John Dollarhite was very interested in that. And the two, you and I both zeroed in on that same section of the document. We had it right in front of us, and we were ready to launch with it independently. You didn't talk about it, I didn't talk about it, but we were going to show these guys that they were out of order. Now, so I'm saying Bill Riebold needs to be out of office. Kelly Smith is an enemy of the farmer, the small farmer. The Farm Bureau, if you have a membership in the Farm Bureau, I think you ought to consider canceling your membership. These guys are not our friends. Tom, would you agree or disagree?
I would agree, and I think in all sincerity, there needs to be a competing organization, one that actually does stand up for the farmers that farmers need to be able to belong to.
Ken, I thank you for the call. Did you have anything else?
No. Hey, great show, and thanks for letting us get out on the airways so that people just read the bill, understand the language, and what do the words mean. And if they're not defined and they're going to leave it up to the judges, we know how well that's going to work.
Right. Ken, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Bye-bye.
Bob from Missouri, you've been waiting, way over half an hour to be with us. Welcome, Bob.
Thank you, Vince. Hey, this might sound like a resume this morning, but you know, I've been fighting this animal ID, the premise ID, the commerce of tracking for our cows and our animals. And I've dealt with because our pricing is done with this here mad cow disease. And then now we're facing this here cool from Brazil with this mouth and foot and mouth disease that our dear Secretary of Agriculture is wanting to put in the United States, not only the state of Missouri, but the United States, where the foot they allow Brazil that foot and mouth disease in the United States. And after that, I fought the 13 counties, the Ozark Heritage Highland Act, where it would become a federal national park. I can't think of any county or any state officials would be allowed to have their offices in any state national parks. So that means that 13 counties would lose pretty much all of their farms and what have you. And then we fought the Blue Wave River Watershed, where our federal government would have control all, not part, but all of the properties in the millions of acres. And then they wonder why us farmers doesn't want this here Right to Farm Act, because we know Monsanto and Cargill is sponsoring this bill, because me, myself, I asked a gentleman down here at West Plains, Missouri, and he is an agriculture USDA man, and I asked him point blank, Vince, is this here bill sponsored by who? And I didn't give him no hints, and he said it's by Cargill and Monsanto.
Yep.
So that tells me when this here, why is the Farm Bureau and the Cattlemen Association adopting this? Well, these are the same people that tried to push this animal ID through, which was sponsored by millions of dollars and over $15 million in the state of Missouri. So when we go through that dance, we know the same people is voting to get this Right to Farm Act. And
Bob, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going into a commercial break. Hold that thought.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The human body is extraordinary.
Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I want to thank Bob for being with us. Bob, you know, farmers don't like to talk about how many cows they have, and you're a farmer, and you've been fighting these thugs, these politicians, these parasites for years and years. And let me just ask you, and you don't have to answer if you don't want to, but I just want to give the class a kind of a feel for who you are. Have you ever had more than one cow on your farm?
Yes, I have.
How about, have you had more than 10?
I've had over probably a couple hundred at one time.
Okay. All right. So, and we don't talk about this.
And Vince, I consider myself a small farmer.
Me too.
Because I have to know how many head I have to put per acre to not starve my cows to death. That way I know when I take my cows to town that I can get a good price out of there. Don't look like they've been starved, crippled, and so on.
Right.
And may I talk about what Agenda 21 is in our local government?
Yeah, you'll have to go quickly because we've got Rick Miller, and I want to make sure he gets his comments, and then we've got Mike.
All right, cool. This is good.
Go ahead, Bob. Take a couple minutes.
Agenda 21 is going in, and this is one reason in this area, right to Farm Act. And our local government, it goes through the smart growth, the conservation easements, so they can go to the our commissioners, and the development rights. And it's called sustainable farming, comprehensive planning growth management. That's another thing that's going to go through our local government. So, and in all, we have to understand who is doing all this. It's called the establishment of the White House Rural Council. Has anybody heard of that? It's called the Executive Order 13575. It was done on June 9th, 2011. And when our sustainable communities are essential to winning the future of ensuring American comprehensive in the years ahead. That's a bunch of BS in my book, but, you know, because we all know that we can take care of our own cows, and we don't like the government pretty much telling us what we can and cannot do. And Vince, thank you for having me on today. And another thing on this cool thing from the United States, from Brazil. If everybody would know that, say, hey, we don't want no meat coming out of Brazil because, let's put it this way, will the foot and mouth disease hurt anybody here in the United States? And Tom Van Syke needs to step down from the Secretary of Agriculture because the World Trade Organization and the Cattlemen Association, that's all they care about is money. They don't care who they hurt. Thank you, Vince. Appreciate it. And have a good day, sir.
Bob, thank you so much, Bob.
It's a good message.
Well, Rick and Tom Martz, I've been invited to, I think it was a mistake, but I got an invitation to the Cattlemen's annual dinner in Springfield, Missouri. And, well, let me tell you, the price for a table, I think, is like $10,000, if I'm not mistaken. So I don't know why.
That's not real farmers.
No, that's the point. The point, Rick, is these guys.
That's not real farmers.
A real farmer would never consider anything like that. I mean, why would somebody buy a ticket to a table when you can buy 10 cows for that amount of money? Tom Martz, your thought?
Exactly. I would never pay $10,000 for a table. I don't even think I'd pay $10,000 for a cow.
Well, hey, Tom, have you heard of these things going on in Springfield, Missouri?
Oh, there's always organizations and different venues that have all kinds of different things to applaud themselves, and they can say the same thing about the organization I belong to. Uh-huh. You know, we give out a granite plaque to the most constitutionally voting member of our legislature, both in the House and the Senate. But,
right.
Man, if we could have had one individual pay $10,000 for one of our tables, we could have had the next 10 years worth of banquets for free.
Yeah, or you could have put a library in on that garden. Or you could have, I mean, $10,000 for a library.
Let's, Mike from Maryland, you're on with Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Tom Martz, and me, Vin Finelli.
Hey, great show, great guest here. They're really coming up, you know, with a lot of good information and activist things that they're doing.
Mike?
I really piggyback on what the previous talker was talking about, Agenda 21. This all ties into Agenda 21. Check out Forum for the Future. This one video, Planned Opolis, gives you some kind of idea of what they have planned for us. But I wanted to talk about the Pledge of Allegiance. And as much as I'm a fan of the late, great Red Skelton, I could never, ever, if I had children, I could never say it or have my children say the Pledge of Allegiance. If you go to rexcurry.net, R-E-X-C-U-R-R-Y.net, the Pledge of Allegiance was written by a fascist. And it was made to, condition people to worship the state. His brother, I think John Bellamy, wrote a book called Looking Back, and it was a wishful thinking about the United States becoming a fascist socialist police state. So for that reason and others, I can never say the Pledge of Allegiance.
And when Red Skelton died, it was in 1969 when there were only 48 states, and I noted that it had not yet had also under God. I that statement was also not part of the pledge in 1969. Where did that one come from? You know, it's encroachment. And really, it isn't the pledge. It's the intent.
Tom, what,
well,
what are
sure,
your thoughts?
You know, there's a lot of well, high-sounding words in it, but I look at the source of where it came from and the intent behind it, and for that reason, if you go to rexcurry.net, it shows how in the United States they used to give the Nazi salute to the American flag when they said the Pledge of Allegiance. It's really kind of unsettling.
Mike, from Maryland, would you do me a favor? Sometime today, would you send me an email with your phone number? I'd like to talk to you about this off the air and see if we can arrange to have you on the air on a broadcast, okay?
Oh, wow, that's interesting. I mean, I'm a news junkie. I don't know if I qualify as a guest.
Well, hold on,
I can do that.
Mike. We're all news junkies here at USAPreparedness.com, and here's what's happened. some of the people that you heard this morning have become instructors at USAPreparedness.com because they've come to the meetups, they're activists, and our circles of friends coincide with each other. And so I've invited, like, John and Judy Dollarhite. They were fined by the USDA for $6.19 million, having 619 rabbits, $10,000 a rabbit, for raising rabbits. So they're activists. They don't... They don't take it. If you look up John Dollarhite, Judy Dollarhite, Dollarhite, you will be impressed with who they are. They are true heroes, true patriots, and I'm proud to call them our friends.
I'm impressed just by listening to them. It's just remarkable.
Well, and it sounds like you might be one of us, to be on the air with us.
Really?
Yeah.
I get a year's worth of freeze-dried food. I've got some little bit of gold, a little bit of silver. I get more ammo than I'll ever need.
Maybe not. Maybe not. I think according to Tom Martz, who's on the air with us right now, you might not have more than you need.
Well, he could be right. And I didn't mean to disagree with your guest. I didn't mean to say...
Oh, no. Yeah, I got it. It's cool.
Well, all right, let me say this.
I can only applaud the efforts your guests are making. I'm just amazed, really.
Well, I can tell you this, and I'll admit this for the first time. I have stood when the pledge was being said alongside of Mrs. Finelli, and she would look at me like, what's the matter with you? And I go, I don't know. I don't know if I should be pledging allegiance to this because I don't know if it's right. Now, I'm not talking about Barry. Well, what I'm saying is, who am I pledging to and why, and who are these thugs, and my country's not the same.
That's what Red Skelton was trying to articulate, and it wasn't about the pledge, and I absolutely get what you're saying. It was Red Skelton's take on what I meant when he said me, I. Pledge. I. What does I mean? Pledge. What does pledge mean? And the way he articulated that clarified why we are, why we were, and why we should be again.
Yes, and we are falling down. And, yesterday we did...
Earth is watching us right now. We are the underdog. We're the ones going under like Mexico. And everybody in Europe is watching... to see what we do next.
I just read this article where Obama signed this agreement with Guatemala to fast-track who knows how many thousands of illegals go through Mexico with a 72-hour visa to be brought into this country. Should I give my phone number to the screener, or do you want me to email it to you?
Email it to me at vincent@usaprepares.com. Rick,
okay,
you mentioned something.
My name is Michael Meat Dog. That's my nickname, Cunningham.
Okay.
Okay?
Great.
And I don't want any more time
Rick?
From your valuable guests and callers, and I'm sure I have better things to say. So thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Tom and Rick, I'm going to share this with you. I have received phone calls from other places in the world. And one person calls me, and we talk for a while. He's outside of the country. And one day, I said to him, "Why are you calling me?" And he laughed, kind of like the laugh that Rick has. And he said, I'm paraphrasing, "You don't understand. You are the most dangerous man in America." And I said, "What?" He said, "Oh, yeah, you're the most dangerous man in America because you are saying what we need to hear. The other guys are not saying it." Now, I don't think that's really true. I think there are plenty of people.
No, but you are Columbo. I love it, man. Basic.
Yeah.
Right, and straight to the groin.
And what he was saying is, and he told me in no uncertain terms, that Europe is watching us. They're putting
watching
their
us right now. Even though we're minor, we're expected to fail. China's coming in like a bulldog, buying our utilities. And the dollar is about to crash. Watch what happens next. And here we are. Everybody's watching us.
And they're saying that they are watching USAPrepares.com, pinning their hopes on us so that we are successful in turning our country, righting it to where it was. Because if we don't, Europe has no hope. They're placing their bets on us. USAPrepares.com. I'm flattered. I'm humbled. But I don't think we're worthy of it.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. But a friend and patriot has discovered a loophole. Find out about the NSA loophole before they shut it down at privacylockdown.com. That's privacylockdown.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation.
simulation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Take my
when you go
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, we've got breaking news. Germany tells the CIA station chief at the embassy to get out of the country of Germany. Why? It's over spying. You know, we need to do the same thing here in the USA. We need to defund the CIA, the NSA, and other peeping Tom agencies that have been sanctioned by the government minions. They need to be defunded. We need to stop the spying. We need to tell them to get out of our government. And we've had it with the spying. Not only have we had it with the spying, we want those spied upon records, those databases, those information caverns that they have, we want them destroyed. And we want these guys out of office and no pension, no, nothing. Just throw them out and let them fend for themselves. I'm serious. And Rick, you know, you heard some angry farmers today, and you heard kind of the whole world just kind of heard who we are at USAPrepares.com. We're a loosely organized group of activists who absolutely positively cannot stand having our rights trampled on. And we're going head to head with Monsanto. We're going head to head with this rogue government of the state of Missouri, a guy named Bill Reibold, state representative, who ought to be thrown out on his ear. Kelly Smith ought to be fired from the Farm Bureau for taking funds to work against farmers. We need an organization that will compete with the farm bureaus all over the country. Okay?
Well, that's what the state of Missouri has always always been about for me and why I was so appreciative of working with you. I started with Chuck Walters, you know, out of Kansas City. And let me tell you, man, that I have seen it when the farmers take their tractors to the streets as a caravan.
Rick, Rick, I literally took my tractor to the street. We've got Tom Mars on with us. Tom, you back?
Yeah, I am. Somehow I got disconnected.
Okay. I hear this beep, beep. Okay, it's gone. Rick was talking about taking the tractors to the street. I literally went head-to-head with my 12,000-pound tractor on our road in front of our house with the road department of the county where I live because I was sick of the way they were doing the road. And he and I had a face-off. He had his road grader going head-to-head with me with my tractor, my farm tractor, being towing my baler, my 1,000-pound, it'll roll 1,000 pounds. So actually, it was probably, if you add it all up, I had maybe 16,000 pounds. I don't know what his road grader was, but I stopped him cold and told him I was sick of what he was doing. And that's what we need to do. We need to stop these guys in their tracks and tell them we're outraged and we're going to fire them and their bosses' bosses, and we're going to run for office. Tom, your thoughts?
Well, I want to get back to something that, what was his nickname, Meat Dog?
Yeah, right. I don't have his email yet, but I will. But we've got only like a minute left.
He brought up the fact about the pledge being written by a fascist, which in my research that is factually accurate. That they used to salute like Nazis. On my research, that is factually accurate. And if I'm not mistaken, Dwight D. Eisenhower, when he was president, put "under God" into the pledge.
Yeah. That's the way I remember it.
Clinton didn't do it, though, in 69. You'll notice in 69, Red Skelton does not say "under God" in his thing. And he only talks about 48 states.
Tom, I've got my calendar in front of me, and I'd like to get you on the air sometime next week if that'll work for you. So we can talk after the broadcast.
Cool. Okay. Thanks.
And you know, Rick, Tom is on the air on KSGF at least once a week, right, Tom?
Yeah, every Friday from 7 in the morning to 8 in the morning.
Okay. And you talk about the issues, and do you take calls?
No, we're on a live remote, so we don't take calls, but we're always discussing the Missouri political scene.
Okay. Class, you got a chance to see a little bit more of who we are at USAPrepares.com all at once. Dr. Richard Allen Miller has been with us, and he's been very, very quiet today. Rick, thanks for being with us. You know, this is an assault. This is an assault on we the people. And thanks for being with us today and letting us know what your thoughts are. Tom and Judy and all of those of you who are fighting the good fight. We're not going to let these guys get away with it. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn
more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.